It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, the whole thing is I do expect people to look after the Zimbabwean heritage. It's actual wildlife, and they don't pay the staff. I mean, it's been going on for quite a few years where the authorities keep claiming they haven't got the money, and then some time back they were saying they could kill animals in lieu of pay. I mean, it's unheard of. So it doesn't actually surprise me if there is syndicates working hand in hand with senior chefs, because of the whole market, you know, it's open. There's a lot of Asian people that come into Zimbabwe, and it's very easy to smuggle the stuff out. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
But by doing such an act, do you think that the rangers will be saving themselves any good?
Well, it is. You know, this is where the big problem comes in, where they could benefit from tourism, where everybody, you know, the millionaires and the people that actually get quite rich very quickly is the hunting fraternity, where they come in and it's only 3% of it goes to the national park. The balance of the other money is paid to the landowner and to the safari operator, and it doesn't create employment. So the thing is, tourism, when people come to Zimbabwe to see the wildlife in its natural habitat, people get tipped for the services, you know, and they could actually generate a lot more money and create employment. What at the moment, even the people who are in charge of guarding these animals are not being paid. So, you know, it is shocking.